This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A Colorado-based company is now at the center of Donald Trump's unsubstantiated claims about voting irregularities in the 2020 elections. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Denver-based Dominion Voting Systems, which creates machines and software for local governments to run elections, pushed back on false claims that its software changed vote tallies in the battleground states of Michigan and Georgia. In a statement, the company categorically denied the accusation, saying, quote, "Our systems continue to reliably and accurately count ballots, and state and local election authorities have publicly confirmed the integrity of the process." The claims against the company are the latest step taken by Trump and his supporters to cast doubt on the outcome of the election. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado's drought situation is unchanged even with recent snowfall. All of the state is under some drought, and three-quarters of Colorado has recorded extreme or exceptional conditions, the two most serious categories. The state's driest areas are in the west, where some rain and snow could fall this weekend. Winter weather brings the closure of Independence Pass tonight at 7. That's when CDOT crews will shut down the gates near Aspen and Twin Lakes on State Highway 82. The roadway, which climbs above 12,000 feet, typically reopens just before Memorial Day. And the forecast has some snow in the mountains today and rain and snow coming to the Front Range in western Colorado for Saturday. Strong winds tomorrow, too, around Denver and along the Front Range. Highs today in the 60s or close to 60 around Denver, then much cooler in the 40s on Saturday. 50s today in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.